curved panels at the front of the trailer at the bottom.
Yeah, basically below the windows, mm-hmm. but the more modern trailers, i.e. in the 80s, they started putting what they call wrap protectors, which are those stainless steel things below the window that sort of wrap around the front to stop the front corners from getting all bashed to crap. And they got really bashed when they went to the 3003-3004 alloy. Whereas 74, all through the 70s, actually, was... And, you know, as much as I like to say it's Alclad, I'm not even 100% sure, but it's either Alclad or 6061. Either way, they're both structural aluminums, and the 3003-3004 is not. But certainly the 70s-era trailers did not really have the, you know, dent issues like a modern one would have without the wrap protectors. In fact, even with wrap protectors, they get really badly dented. Mm-hmm. But anyway, those panels, they are stretch-formed panels in that era. Starting in 69, when the quote-unquote new body style came out, which was commonly referred to as the Beatrice era, when Beatrice Foods bought out Airstream in, I think, late 67. So it's really sort of the 68 models they had some degree of impact on, but they really did a major redesign during 68, I guess, for the 69 model. But anyway, they are stretch form panels. You can't use a flat panel. Airstream does currently make replacement panels for those pieces for the 70s era. The problem is that they're made out of the new alloy. So, quite frankly, and as far as I'm concerned, you're going backwards in structural integrity by buying a new panel from Airstream to stick on there, and it's not going to look the same on top of that. So, those are two major negatives in my book. So, what we typically do, and you know, the picture I'm seeing here, I'm not seeing anything crazy major. Maybe I need more close-ups, but people have shipped us panels, and we repair them on the English wheel. And we use, you know, hammers and dollies and nylon mallets and other wonderful tools. But the English wheel is the one that probably makes the biggest difference. And then put them back on again.
Yeah, because if you replace them with the new stuff that's dent-prone anyways, you're going to end up getting your dings back, you know, the first few trips. Unless you buy the steel stainless steel covers, which those have their own problems,
right?
So you know, Clifton, I'm looking at it too, and I'm like, I don't really see it. I mean, they probably have little dings in them, but you know, what do we call that? It's just part of the look of the trailer.
Patina. part of the history.
History. Yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't, you know.
Fix a lot of that. When we do body offs, we always try and bring the body back to be as good as it can be. And obviously, when there's more serious problems, rips and mega scrapes on the side and stuff, because the side panels are all straight aluminum. It's just all the end cap pieces, with the exception of that center piece underneath the window, they're all stretch form pieces. So,
yeah.
Your options are kind of limited, but not to say you have no options. The other thing I should point out is those panels, you're looking at, you know, and it's probably been 2 years since we bought a panel for a modern Airstream, but I think they're $650 plus shipping. And, of course, that's not cheap shipping because it takes a big space. So, you know, $600 and some odd per panel. You got two panels there. You're $1,200 ahead right off the bat, not to mention shipping, if you can fix what you've got. Now, if we fix what you've got, well, then there's going to be shipping involved too. But, you know, you can nest them in a box probably, and, you know, maybe it's going to be more efficient than what Airstream does. I don't know. But typically when we're doing repairs on panels like this, we might put an hour or two in, depending on how bad it is. And our hour or two of labor is nowhere near $600 and some odd dollars, I can tell you that.